David Steinmeier grew up in Jacksonville, a few blocks away from where his wife Debbie grew up.
Murray Hill, on the west side. We knew each other in grade school. She kind of didn't like me then, thought I was a troublemaker.
After high school, David enlisted in the National Guard. That's when Debbie's and his romance started.
After I got back from basic training, we met, fell in love. Like 3 months later, we'd been married, and that was 32 years ago.
But David Steinmeier knew that the National Guard was not a full-time occupation, and he now had the motivation to find one.
When I met her, I decided, well, I need something that would be a career. I had an uncle who had an electrical business. I went to him and said, I'm getting married next week. I need a good job. And he hired me, and I've been doing it ever since.
David has worked for an electrical company for about 20 years, almost all of it on-site as a contractor at one of Jacksonville's major manufacturers. Along the way, David and Debbie Steinmeier became parents, then grandparents, and bought a piece of land in Stark. But David thought his retirement would be much better if he signed on for another stint in the National Guard.
Got in the National Guard right out of high school, did 10 years then, and got out. Then in 2006, decided after seeing how my parents and other people struggle with health care that I needed to get that other 10 years to get that retirement. It says health care for the rest of my life, so I went back in 2006.
The wars in Asia were in full steam, and David knew that deployment was a possibility. He didn't realize how soon, though.
I promised Debbie, this is a signal unit, we'll never deploy. In 2008, we got the word that we would deploy. I mean, I went back in pretty much the same rank I got out of. Had to go to school for a new MOS.
From pre-deployment to post-deployment, the mission lasted a year.
I was in Al-Qut. It was on the Iranian border. In country, 10 months in the combat zone.
And when his deployment was over, David Steinmeier returned to his family and to his job in Jacksonville.
Just picked right back up where I left off. Federal law, they have to save your job.
David is still in the National Guard, and there are still American troops in Afghanistan. David could be deployed a second time.
Our 5-year cycle just got up, so we're eligible to be deployed again. So that could come. They started giving briefings last month. If you start reading between the lines, it looks like, you know, we go.
But redeployment also would have a good side to it.
Another deployment would give me 2 more years off. I could retire earlier. Every 6 months in a combat zone, 1 year earlier, you can get your retirement. So I had 10 months in, so 6 months of that took 1 year off. Another deployment, 6 months, would give me 2 more 6-month periods that would take 2 more years off.
When David retires from the Guard, he'll retire from his electrician job as well.
Getting asked all the time if I do side work, and I just don't have the time now.
And time is something that David Steinmeier is looking forward to having more of. He's become more patient after his deployment in Iraq.
I experienced things that another otherwise never would have. I don't take a lot of things for granted. I appreciate what I have a lot more after seeing what other people have to go through and what they don't have. We don't realize in this country just how great we have it till you see just how bad some other people have it.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.